two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I missed you, man.
Did you?
I think so.
Whatever, Bobby.
No, no, I honestly,
whatever,
I think
Bobby,
so.
Just stop. Wait. Stop.
Before you came in here, dude. Before you came in here, I was talking to the guys, and I got, and Juliana could, Rudy can attest to it.
Is this true?
That I'm going internal. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm going internal with my
you
life.
You seem different.
Yeah, I'm going internal. And what I'm trying to
it
do
took
is,
you to 50 to try to be a good person.
I'm 49.
This is cool.
49.
All right.
I'm going internal, and I'm trying to not be such a bully, not to be I joke aggressively, and I'm trying to –
You joke from a place of insecurity, but go ahead.
I'm going to let that – No, you know what? I'm going to let that slide.
What?
Yeah, because, you know, my old self would have fought back. My old self would have been like, I disagree or whatever. Right?
Can I tell you the difference already? The last time I came here,
yeah,
the first thing you said when you came in is you insulted me.
Yeah.
You insulted me. And you were attacking me.
Yeah.
This time you said, hey, you look good. And it was hard for you to say, I could tell. It was hard. But that was you making an effort, and I appreciate it.
It was so hard for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know.
Tell.
I could tell.
It was like they asked me to speak at like the RNC convention. Right? And you got to be pro-Trump, and you got to say the speech.
Yeah.
It's like, it just goes against everything that I believe in,
not
but I'll
really,
do it.
Because if they paid you, you'd do it.
No, they would. I wouldn't. Okay, like, you know what? Maybe you're right. You know what? Maybe you're right, dude. No, I'm not arguing. You're right.
I mean, you did the dictator. You know what I mean?
Okay. You know what I mean?
You know what it is? I'm just testing you. I want to see if I can make you crack.
Yeah, you're not going to make me crack today.
Real you can come back.
I agree with you, man.
Are we going to call this like, you know, Toenail Clipper Brothers so we could...
Very good. Do you feel a sense of betrayal from Steve?
No, not at all. Listen.
Yeah.
Not at all. I tweeted about them. I'm happy. I mean, you know.
I think they're a good combination.
Yeah, they're both insane. You know what I mean?
No, they're not insane. They're both the same kind of person.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
They're, I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it.
What, you're not going to say it? Just say it.
No, I don't want to say it.
It's a safe space.
It's my brother.
Yeah, you've said worse.
Yeah.
You think because it's your brother that's
they
somehow...
have the same kind of insecurities.
Yes, I agree.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And them together, they can just feed off each other.
Also,
they feel comfortable with each other.
Yeah,
because,
they do.
Yeah.
I know.
You look so good, man.
They try. I'm happy
you
for
look good,
them.
I said.
I know. I don't believe you, so I'm just like, whatever.
You didn't
I'm trying,
it?
Dude. I'm down 40
say
pounds
it.
In body fat.
You look good. You look good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's start then. You're not gonna. Let me just say something, and I want to be very.
You're Asian, bro.
No, I want to say something. Normally, I would say
you're so Asian.
Normally, I would say you have a big fat black head, and
right?
That wouldn't fit on it, right?
So I like how he said it anyway.
No, I would. I
like
normally would have said that, but what I'm saying. Let me finish. Right,
uh-huh.
I'm just saying that they made that too small.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Bad Friends. Give Eric Griffin a round of applause. Yes. He's here.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to come here one time and do like and call it No Friends.
Are we? I mean, let's.
And I would be here like no one's there. And it's just me being.
That's funny.
No one's there. Be no friends. You know,
like we almost called our podcast Riffin Without Griffin,
which is, by the way, hilarious. I laughed so hard when I saw that.
If we would have called it that, would you have been angry?
Well, first of all, you wouldn't have called it that.
I know, but
because ego wouldn't have allowed to just have Griffin in the name without you.
Yeah, but it would have been. I think it would have been hurtful.
No,
at the time though, my tone.
I get
at the time though, right? I had promised you. Because remember, you and I went to ATC.
I know, brother.
We drove to ATC before Andrew was even in the mix.
Yes, I understand.
And we met with Al Madrigal.
Can I tell you something? This is the only reason why I was upset. That was it. It was because you weren't up front with me. We already went over this. But I'm just saying, all these things I keep hearing about this is like, you guys are still my friends. You think I'm mad at you or something like that. No.
I don't care. I don't really care, but my point.
See,
I know, but here's what I want to get to the point of.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And
that was my honest thing.
Yeah.
I want to just get to the. I want to be my energies. I want to get to the point where I don't think that none of us are real friends.
Why would you say
now,
that?
Let me just think. Let's go down this path for a second.
Go, please, please.
Because at the here's, you know.
First, define. How about this? Before you go on this path.
Yeah.
Define what a friend is to
a
you.
A friend is what I feel toward Kalila.
Oh.
No.
Wow, I'm sorry, not the sorry.
No, not just, aside from the sexual, you know what I mean, energy and the
don't
stuff,
put that
right?
In our head. Go
just
ahead.
In terms of like, I trust her with my money.
Okay.
I trust her with if I tell her a secret, I just know that she'll keep it.
Uh-huh.
I trust her with just certain things that I would trust my brother with. You know, it's just like this deeper.
Okay, but how did you get
understanding.
There, though?
Because we just. I don't know how we got there. We just did.
Time. That's
I've
how
known
you got
for
there.
Fucking over longer.
I understand that. So you're the only person on the other side of this that thinks the way you think.
No, because listen to this point of view, though, real quick.
I'm
listening.
Now, I just wanted to hear what you thought a friend was, so now I get it. So
okay.
It's like some
so
like a deep
before,
intimacy.
Okay, so, you know, we live our regular, we were born. You were born, right?
Mm-hmm. And I was hatched. Is that what you want me to say?
Or arrived from, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? There was a beam of light, you know, from a.
You act like you're like a normal Korean looking.
I am very normal.
What are you talking about?
Dude, if you didn't know me, right, and you put my face next to 50 other Korean dudes, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
No, you look like remember how the Cabbage Patch dolls looked? Remember how like they had like a really fat head and like a the body? You look like that. It's like a compact version of.
It's more of a Garbage Pail Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve looks more like a Korean. Like he.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
Gene,
what do I look like then?
Whatever gene got to you.
Go ahead, be mean.
I'm not being mean.
What do I look like? What do I look like? Tell me what I look like.
I'm just saying we both came from the same planet. Okay, so don't act
you.
Like you're all cute. And
yeah,
I, you know what I mean? All
right. Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right. So you look like. I don't know.
I've already heard on like radio shows and whatever because people are sending me clips of you talking shit about me for no reason.
Okay, I apologize.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. Now go on with the friend. Please tell me why you think we're not friends.
No, we are friends.
No. You just said we weren't. You said we're not really friends. Did you say that?
I'm going internal, guys.
Okay, go.
Can I go internal?
Go ahead.
Right. So I was thinking about this. It's like, you know, you're born, you know, you grew up in, you know, a town.
Mm-hmm.
You did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And and
do you think I was like in a colony or some kind of thing?
I don't know where you're from, man. I don't know anything about
I'm
you.
I'm from LA.
All right. So you're from LA.
Yeah.
The city.
Yeah. Born
okay,
and raised.
Thank you. So and then you know, you have your neighborhood friend. You have to become friends with the people that are in your environment, right?
Not necessarily, but that's where you start.
Back in the day, we didn't have no internet or anything. So it's like,
oh,
you know,
you're right.
Yeah, right. So you go to school and you see, I don't know how many people were in your class. But I had like 300 people in my class.
You started a neighborhood.
Right, your neighborhood first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like I had a buddy across the street, Marius. He was my buddy.
And you have like Oliver that lives, you know what I mean, two streets
down. Right, exactly.
Or Frank.
Yeah,
then like Frank is into like, you know what I mean, he eats tree bark. So you're like, I don't know about Frank. But
yeah.
Oliver seems normal. So then you just forced to be friends with Oliver.
Right.
Because there's no one else.
There's no one else.
Right.
You don't want to walk two or three blocks. Your
parents
wouldn't even let you.
They wouldn't let you.
You're just stuck with like whoever's living there.
Right. And then you go to school. I had about 300 people in my class. And then you have this is basically, you know what I mean, a pool of people.
Yeah.
And you go, which one?
Those are your Facebook friends.
Right.
They're right there.
But because, and then when you get older,
mm-hmm.
you move out,
mm-hmm.
and the world opens up,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the internet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you have, then you discover the thing that you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Is stand up.
Okay.
Right? For
yeah.
you?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you're amongst a smaller group of people, like you're back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're picking amongst, like, you know, if I've met, like, at the comedies, how many regulars do you think we have?
I don't know.
Let's say 200 paid regulars.
Oof. Okay.
You know, some of them don't get spots.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 1,000.
Yeah. Wow, that's actually a good question to think about.
Yeah.
I think there's a regular at the Comedy Store is, like, you know, almost like a U.S. president. There's not that many.
I know. But there's also, like, what are you Googling?
They're not going to have that listed.
They're going to have that listed, man.
Well, they might. Look at that. Paid regulars Comedy Store. Maybe there's a list. I've never thought to even look at this.
paid regulars.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there is a list.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What a stupid way to do the list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is just all the way down.
Go all the way down. Go all the way down. All right, so that looks like about 1,000.
Just count down and across. You know what I mean?
That looks about 1,000 names.
Could be.
Right?
Yeah. But I see like Lenny Schultz, never seen him.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people on there. If I'm not on there, I'm going to break
I see your name right there. Bobby Lee, Jody Miller.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Karen Haber, Bobby Lee.
Yeah, but you got like, look at the list. Harry Basil.
Yeah.
You know
who
he is?
Yeah, yeah, Harry.
Yeah, I love Harry.
Yeah, yeah.
But Harry, when's the last, I've never seen him.
He's a club owner now.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have
Melrose Larry Green. Don't know who that is.
You have Kelly Rogers. Have you heard of her?
The Fat Doctor. Maybe we both need to go to that guy.
That was
I knew it. You see what I'm saying? You see him? I was going to count down. I was going to count down. I saw that and I was like, let me see how fast. He was so quick. It was like, look out. I said, fat. I didn't even get to finish fat. He was like, that's you. Unbelievable.
That's what they call you? You don't know that?
Oh, Bobby.
They call you the Fat Doctor.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, all right, take that off, please.
Spanky Hayes.
Yeah.
Charlie Hill. Yeah, so most of these people we don't even know.
You know Spanky Hayes?
No.
Oh, I love Spanky Hayes.
All right.
Spanky Hayes is a little... I'm being real. Spanky Hayes is this little black kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's my height. Shaved head, fat, same body type, right? And him and I, back in the... We were open micers together. And him and I wrote a movie back then. It was called War Babies.
War Babies?
Yeah. So basically, we're brothers, but we like...
So how did you betray him? Did you do the movie instead with like a white guy?
Woo! You know, when you laugh, you look like you have no front
teeth.
Here we
go. It's because I need a mustache on this lip.
I think that's what it is. That's what's fucked up.
Yeah, my lip is
Please
like,
grow a facial hair.
I'm doing it. It's going. It's coming back.
So weird.
Yeah, it's just not, you know.
Let's start over.
No, Bobby.
Let's start over.
No, I want to continue with this.
All right.
Look, you start with you go to middle school, you have those friends. You don't keep in touch with them. You go to high school, you have some high school buds. You sort of keep in contact with them more than you keep in contact with anyone else. But you go to college, if you go to college, all right? And those are some people that, you know, you have some similar interests. But for us, like in your entertainers, like you whatever you do, if you started working and then you started doing entertainment, look, there's a class of people you start with. You have these open mic people. But what happens is once you start to surpass them, it's hard to keep in contact with them. It's hard to stay friends with them.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's exact. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, Fat Doctor. Thank you. The doctor has spoken. So that's exactly what I'm saying, because there was a lot of guys that I had open mics with that we would like create stuff with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, you become a paid regular.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're here. And then all of a sudden you get TV spots. They're still here. And all of a sudden you run into them and then you're hanging out with all of a sudden, what happens is you start getting shit and then the cooler ones or the ones that you perceive to be cooler, which is so shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. So shallow. Like a Jezelneck will go, what's up? And you go, me? Right? You talking to me? Right? Yeah. And all of a sudden, this guy that you were in open mics with, right, you just start drifting apart. Are you still friends with the guys you started with?
No.
Exactly.
Not really.
What happened?
Well, it's just, again, you move on. Your life.
Does that make us shallow?
No, I don't know if it necessarily makes you shallow so much as it makes you like, you need to be around like-minded people sometimes. Mm. In the same way that like Chappelle, Chris Rock, and those type of people, you know, they can sit around and have conversations about, oh man, you know, yeah, we made $20 million from Netflix, but I hate when Netflix does this thing. And they can complain about that.
I'm going to say something embarrassing that happened to me. So I was doing that game show, Game On.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing there with this showed me where I was at in show business. All right. So I'm standing there with Keegan, you know, Michael Key.
Yeah.
And Keegan, we were just talking or whatever. And then all of a sudden, where we shot our Game On, next to it was that Cedric show. What's that called? Neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
The Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Still on the air.
Yeah.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
Just get me on something like that.
Right. I know. So Cedric's walking down this lot, right? And King goes, come on. Let's go say hi to Cedric. And I go, in my head, I start running with him. But as I'm running, You know, Keegan's running. I'm running, right? In my head, I'm like, I don't know. Right? I'm running with him like this, right?
I hope he knows
then we
me.
Get to him, right? Yeah. And they embrace. It was as if they had served in Vietnam together.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie?
Yeah.
You're Frank? You know what I mean? I thought you were... And they just hugged, right? And I go, I tapped Cedric. Because I'm there! What am I going to do? Right? So I go, what's up? Right? He goes, no. That's all he said. He goes,
okay.
He goes, no.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Tell you what happened to me.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm having brunch. I'm having brunch with Gerard Carmichael.
Love him.
Okay. Love Gerard. All right. He has got it. Like, I just saw him in New York, and I was like, hey, you want to have dinner tomorrow? And he's like, I might, but I'm having a meeting with Robert Downey Jr. I'm not sure if it's. And I was like, of course you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're having brunch. Up walks Jamie Foxx, okay, with a couple people. Jamie Foxx is like talking to Gerard.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, man. His show was on the air at the time.
Yeah.
He's going in and in and in. They're talking. I'm chiming in when I can.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then Jamie Foxx goes, well, let me get your number.
To Gerard.
To Gerard. They want to exchange numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Jamie Foxx looks at me as if I'm supposed to get the number for Gerard.
You're the assistant.
Yeah.
You're the assistant.
He looked at me like I was one of his
You're the assistant.
One of his dudes that's just around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, really?
It's insane.
So I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But let's extrapolate this further, okay? Because this is what I'm really getting from this right now.
Okay.
You think you shouldn't be my friend anymore. That's what it is.
Are you out of your control?
Yeah, yeah. Is your mind out of control right now? You think that, like, you're now Jamie Foxx and Cedric, and so this is why you think that, like, somehow you're not supposed to be friends with me.
Is your mind mental right now or what?
No, come on. Let's be real. Let's just be honest
Right? Let me see something.
Let's be honest. This is why you
give me that. Give me that.
This is why you wanted to be with this guy.
Give me that guy.
You were like, you know what? Andrew's more famous, and so this will probably be a better matchup.
I'll make a point. Give me the mask
and be better for you in the long run. That's how you thought about
it. This is my relationship with Andrew. Give me the mask, all right? Just watch this. This one gesture, right? This one gesture will tell you the relationship I have with the guy.
Uh-huh.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
Listen, I love him, but...
Bobby, you build friendships over time and experience. We had our experience together. We went to the Middle East. We dealt with all that. All right.
Yeah.
And then when we came back, we've had these experiences. We go eat when we can. We've had these conversations. We've done these podcasts.
You're my friend for life.
We've done it. Yeah, but Bobby, I don't think you really believe that, or you don't act like that. No matter what I do. All right. No matter how many times I try to like let you know, hey man, I'm your friend. I'm here for you. You still somehow you just don't want to believe it. Like you feel like at some point I'm gonna pull a knife out and stab you in the back. You know, and I don't get where you get that from. You know, maybe it's from your lifelong experiences you have with people. So you have to like, so the only way to really be your friend is I have to live with you and start a podcast with you and like, you know, take care of you, bring my family around to watch you secretly. You know what I mean? Is this the only way that you can have a close friend?
That's what I'm getting at. What I'm getting is I love you.
Oh, God. I mean, you're impossible, going down
this path, that's where I was going.
Yeah, is it?
I love you so much.
Oh, my God.
And that's where we're at.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Because, you know, you make... Can I tell you something?
Let me ask you, fuck you. Now you got me...
No, you make it really hard.
You're getting me so fucking mad now.
You make it really hard to be your friend.
Let me see something right now.
It's so hard to be your friend.
Fuck you, because I'm going
to
tell you this right now, all right? That whenever, right, like this fucking situation, right? Whenever Andrew's like, you know, we got to get another guy. And I go, I always throw out one or two people, right? You're always either one or two. It's either my brother or you. Why? Fucktard. The reason why fucktard.
Is there a proof of this?
All right. Yeah, all right, Dr. Fat is this. All right, Fat Doctor? Fat Doctor. Sorry, but I don't want to fuck up your stage name. is because I love you. And I believe that. We have good chemistry together. We're very funny together.
Yeah.
You know what? The best time you remember my cousin had the movie? My cousin's husband had the movie?
Yeah, EJ.
EJ.
I still work with him.
Okay. He hasn't called me since the movie, but let's just move on. That really infuriates me, by the way.
BetterHelp.
Oh, gee. You know, I should take more advantage of this service.
I should, too. I mean, I've used it before, and
I love it.
I think everyone should be using it, because if there's something interfering with what's going on in your life, with happiness and preventing you from achieving goals, BetterHelp is here to assess your need and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
I'm going to tell you what it is, Andrew. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not a crisis line.
Right.
It's not self-help. What it is professional counseling done securely online, and it's available worldwide.
Yeah.
And it has a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And it really is a great service. My whole family has used it.
Yeah, I've used it multiple times. Look, let's talk from reality. Bob and I both use BetterHelp. We both have sought therapy out in different ways. This is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, which I really like. And you can do it from the privacy of your own home. So if you're someone that doesn't like talking to people about talking to people, great. Do it at the privacy of your house. Mm-hmm. You don't need to tell anybody. You can start talking to someone in 48 hours, which I think is
affordable too. It's more affordable than all traditional offline counseling.
Yeah.
And financial aid is available.
That's right. So many people have been using it. BetterHelp's recruiting additional counselors in 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
DoorDash!
Let me say something to you, Andrew. I've said this before. When I go to Hawaii, the only app that I use to get my food is DoorDash.
Yeah,
because it
too.
Has the most drivers. It has the friendliest drivers. I feel like they have access to all the best restaurants.
Yes.
If you look at my DoorDash app, I can even read you off.
See what I ordered the last
of
time
all
off
the
DoorDash.
Things that I've ordered. Let's see. Let's go to DoorDash right here. And it says right here, DoorDash. And it says
pizza. Pizza and ramen. And
that's what yours says?
Pizza, ramen, Thai is what the last three things that I've ordered from there. And, that's not true. I ordered liquor, but, you know, that's because I'm a booze hound. That's what I like to do. I would like to order booze.
Anyway, it's the best, and I don't know how I would have survived without this app. DoorDash connects you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door. And now you can get the grocery essentials you need with DoorDash, too. Get drinks, snacks, and other household items delivered in just an hour.
Just an hour is easy. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app. Choose what you want, where you want. Your items are going to be safely delivered to your door with contactless delivery drop-off setting. 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. Support your neighborhood go-tos, you guys. Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory, everywhere you like to eat.
Limited time only, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BADFRIENDS2021.
That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download that DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021.
Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply. So, you know, my cousin's husband is a producer.
Yeah.
So he goes, I did this independent movie. Sean Austin's in it, right?
Yeah, they changed the name.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called yet.
Yeah.
But they changed the name. It was supposed to be something games, but they changed the name.
Yeah.
It's about to come out. It was good.
It's going to be called, it doesn't matter because no one's going to ever see it.
They will.
Okay. But I'm kidding. It's a great movie, and I love you, EJ.
Hence why your cousin's husband doesn't call you. But anyway, go on.
So that day, we worked one day, right?
Yeah.
Right? That was, and I vividly remember that day. I remember going, wow, I've never been on a set, you know what I mean, with somebody that I'm this close to.
Yeah, I really wish we would have got. Every time I see Superstore, I think, man.
Now, let's go back to Superstore.
That could have been us.
You tested for Superstore, right?
Yes.
I got pinned. And so what I'm saying is that.
You know what? They wanted someone to be gay for that role.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
They can choose whoever they want to, right? But I did want to be on a show with you. That was my dream. But whenever I do get on a show, it just gets canceled right away.
I know.
What do you mean, I know?
Well, I mean.
I know.
You have that magic touch. No, Bobby, look, let's get back to it.
No, no.
Here's the thing, man.
It's okay.
Here's the thing.
I think we're going down a really weird
no,
road.
No, we're not. We're going down a weird road.
Let's go different. Did you see Mortal Kombat?
No, we'll get to that. Here's the thing. So the one day we're playing, like, I'm playing video games. Mm-hmm. You know, you hit me up. Yo, you know, can I, what are you doing? Because you only hit me up when, like, you have somebody, you need three to do your Rebirth Island. So you're like, who can we, okay, let's see if Eric. I'm already playing with someone. And this is how you always respond. Does he have more credits than me? Is he more powerful than me in Hollywood? That's what you think makes, like.
I wish you hadn't said that.
This is how you are. You do this all the time.
I wish you hadn't said that.
You go, does he have more credits than me?
Okay,
and I go,
okay.
What do I say? I go, Bobby, it doesn't matter. This is my friend.
I'm sorry. Can I just say?
Okay.
Could that been a joke?
You know it wasn't because you say that all the time.
I know. I do it as a joke. A runner.
Is it?
Yeah. It's called the callback runner joke.
Is it?
Yeah.
But the point is.
Yeah. I'm blushing now. That, you know, that is something I said. And are you blushing with me? Because it feels like I'm blushing. It's like when I poked. I tell you, I poked the director in the stomach.
What?
Yeah. So I was
in Hungary.
No. I was years ago. I auditioned for this movie, and I did a good one. And the director was chubby, right? I know. I fucked up. And you know how, like, after the audition.
Tell me you didn't make like the
I did something
marshmallow
worse.
Noise.
I did something worse. Okay. So, you know, right after you when you're done with the audition, you just leave, right?
Yeah.
But every once in a while something magical happens where they go, stay. And when they say stay, they ask more questions about you. And you know at that point they want to know how you're like, what you're like, so that, you know, when you're on set, they can feel, you know what I mean, comfortable with you. So you go, tell me about yourself. And I'm in my head. I'm like, I got this.
Uh-oh.
Right?
How'd you fuck it up?
And I was really close to him. Like, we were, like, really close. And we're, like, laughing about something, right? And during, we both had this laugh. Right? We're and I went, fatty. And I poked him in the tummy. Right? I go, fat, like this. And he goes, thank you. And as I turned around and I left. Right? Sweat, fear, and just regret. Just like, what is wrong with you?
Well, that's just being too familiar. You know what it is? That's the comic.
That's,
it's the comedian. Like, we don't know how to turn that off in regular society.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. It's like, look, one time I was at the Iron Man premiere. Okay.
Holy shit, this guy with Jamie Foxx and the Iron
Man. I went to Iron premiere. Yeah, I don't know why you didn't go. I
never get invited to anything.
You know, at the time, Ahmed invited me to this at the time, you know? So we're at the Iron Man premiere.
I want to talk about that guy, but...
All right, we're at this party, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was fancy-ass party. Because I didn't know Robert Downey Jr. I didn't even know none of this at the time that he was the star. So everybody was there, all right? It was like this big thing.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. It's crowded, man.
Yeah.
Okay? I turn and P. Diddy, literally, Bobby, he's this close to me like this. And I turned and his face was like this.
Yeah.
In my mind, I wanted to... You know, just to be like, oh, I kissed P. Diddy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wanted to be the kiss bandit. You know what I mean? Just a real quick.
Yeah.
So, and I had that impulse, but I said, ooh, don't do that. What are you doing? But it's that kind of comedian thing. You're just in a moment. You just want to do something like, and you think, right? And then you get that response where people go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's basically what they say. Sometimes your gut, you have to go against your gut.
Yes.
Right? And you can't know, you don't know which one is right, right? So you go, before I did that, I should have said, maybe. I think it's an 80-20, right? 80% to go bad, right? If it was a 90-10, 90% positive, right, I might have done it. But that was like a 90-10 the other way.
But I know in your head you think, if he likes this is going to be the...
I'm in. He's going to write three movies.
Yeah.
It's going to be a series.
You're
going to
be his Clint Howard to Ron Howard.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... It just didn't go.
It didn't
well.
Work. It didn't go well.
I know exactly what you're saying. You have these moments and you just go, oh, I don't know why I fucking did that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another one for you. When you talk about, all right, so this is just what happened in New York, all right? You know, so first of all, Ray Romano calls me when I'm in the hotel. I know I'm going to hear from him because he's the freaking director, right?
But how did you audition for it?
I auditioned for it. I just auditioned
on tape.
And then like 2 months later, I get the part. You know what I mean?
Oh, great.
You know,
because I just read for something 2 days ago, and already today I woke up going, I didn't get it.
No.
It takes a while.
Only because, too, they don't know how they're going to shoot with all these stupid COVID restrictions.
Right.
So he calls me. I'm geeking out. I don't know why, but I just am.
Legend.
It's fucking a legend.
Legend.
And his voice is so distinct, right? He invites me out. He goes, yo, we're going to go to, going to get some pizza in the city, and we're going to go to the Cellar.
In New York. I know. Yeah, okay.
All right. So while we're eating, he says this. He goes, you know, I said, yeah, I auditioned. I didn't think I was going to get it. He goes, even before the audition, you were the first choice. I wanted you. All right? And I'm like, wow. I get into my dressing room now later on set. And the clothes come. The clothes have a tag on it. And it says, my name in the movie is DJ Joey Bones. Mm-hmm. It says, DJ Joey Bones, actor, Muhammad Amir. I was like, oh, shit. And I should have just let it go. But, you know.
Same thing happened to me.
I walk up to him.
I had underwear.
No, I walk up to Ray. I say, hey, Ray, first choice.
Wait. You confronted him?
Yeah. But I was doing it as a joke. But at the same time, I'm like, don't fucking tell me I was the first choice if I wasn't. It doesn't matter. I'm never the first choice. I get it. I know I have to like. So I was like, yeah, so, you know, the clothes, Muhammad Amir, huh? When did he drop out? He was, you know, he goes, oh, no. He's like, no, man. He was a New York hire.
Yeah.
It's a low budget movie. We're trying to save money. So we didn't, you know, low budget. And he couldn't do it the last minute, but you were the first, you know.
Yeah.
And I know he was mad at like whoever put that.
Right. Say, with the. Even the game show that I did, it was Jimmy O Yang.
Right?
And he couldn't do it.
Wow.
Right. And they told me I was first choice.
I hate that.
And then I didn't tell the producers, but you know me.
Yeah.
I told everyone else.
Oh, bro. I know why, too. I'm right there with you.
I told everyone else.
We're kindred spirits.
And then one day I show up into my dressing room and the producers are there. We just want to let you know. You don't know how these deals work, buddy. That's what he said. You don't know how these deals work. And what we do is we throw out three names, right? They're all equal value, all right? And we put them on the table, and we right? And you happen to be in the pile of the A ones that we wanted, right? We had this name, and this name, right? It was mix and match. That's how it works, buddy, right? When the whole time I knew that I would call my agent, go, am I doing this? He's like, yeah, they're still negotiating with Jimmy. But it's fine. I did it. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
But there is, Bobby.
Yeah.
I know we're on the same page with this. Come on. There's still a part of you that's like, you want to be the first choice.
We're never going to be.
Listen.
We're never going to be.
No.
We're third.
Can I tell you for this pilot? Can I tell you what I went through for this pilot?
I know. And, you know, because you would call me and I would be like, I was going to say, turn it down.
Dude.
Because after you do two,
bro.
Just listen. After you do two,
if you don't know.
After two, if you don't know, I'm not doing it again.
All right.
Okay, cool.
So I get, you know, I do the, first of all.
Can we talk about Mortal Kombat? Or?
We can.
All right.
This is how we'll launch our movie review.
I'm so hot right now. Go ahead.
It is warm in here. I do this audition. It's Zoom. It's in front of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in. I have my room set up. I'm ready to go. I'm waiting 20 minutes past the time. I'm calling my manager like, yo, do I get the right, you know? They pop on the screen. Hi, Eric, you know? I'm like, oh, okay, whoa, you know? And then they all go away. They have the one girl who I'm reading with. I read it one time. Then they go, thank you. That was great. I was like, well, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
You know when it's like one-time read?
Yeah.
You get no fee. Gone. Then I find out, oh, you're going to test. Great. I test once. They call me. They want you to. Can you do it again? But can you shave off all your
hair? Wait. So you're testing, you're at your house, which is much better, though, than being on a lot in some uncomfortable office.
You know what? When I look back on it, I actually feel like this quarantine, streaming online gaming, and doing the podcast by myself trained me for like, oh, I can just be my, you know, the best version of myself just like this with no one. You know,
it's better.
So I think that helped.
I think it's better.
Yeah, and I had the lights. It was fine.
Yeah,
but I did it once, and they were like, "No, can you shave off all your face?"
Uh huh.
And we want you to read with Nicole Richie. You want to read with her?
Wait.
She's my wife on the show.
Nicole Richie.
Yeah,
she's acting.
Yeah, apparently she's good. By the way, good.
I love her.
Surprised.
I knew Nicole Richie before. Did you know that?
Yeah, she's
a sweetheart.
She's
I knew her when she was in high school, dude.
You know, I told,
I love that girl.
I told her, I was like,
you know who Nicole Richie is?
No.
Wow. I know. This kid.
She doesn't know. She hasn't seen anything.
I know. It's just, I already know. It's like the age gap now. Now I get it. You know, like, yeah. Look at her. You know, and here's what the, can I tell you what the problem is? Yeah. Let me tell you what the problem, yeah. The problem is.
You know who Lionel Richie is?
American Idol host. That's how you would only know him from.
The name Hello? Sounds familiar.
Is it me you're
That's
looking
Adele.
For? No, that.
Adele is, hello, it's me. It's a different song.
Yeah. Maybe I sang it more
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
He has a daughter named Nicole Richie, but they're not blood related. You know that, right?
Even though they look alike.
I know, it's weird.
It is weird. Yeah, maybe there's something we don't know. Sweet girl. And she's dope. She's just a regular ass mom, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Anyway, the problem is, I know what it is. With my gray beard, even though she's like, she tells her herself, she's about to be 40.
Yeah.
But she looks 21.
Yeah.
So can we be married? I think that was what the thing was. They made me shave off. Don't even start. Stop it. Don't be mean. Sitcoms are full of hot women, ugly husband. That's how it works.
I don't buy it. I honestly, can I just be, because I want to be, you know, I'm going internal. I honestly don't buy it. If I can't see you with, if I'm watching a show,
mm-hmm.
I think you're great. But if I'm watching a show.
Don't throw that in.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a scene where, you know what I mean? There's an attractive or even like mid-range girl, right? Lady in bed, right? And she's like saying some setup to a joke. Right?
By the way, back. This is your back. So yeah. Whatever work you've done in your personality,
I don't know why Uncle Jim said that about me. And then they do a pan to you, right? I'm going to be like, intruder! Or something, right? That doesn't...
Do you feel good about yourself right now? Did that feel good?
It felt good.
Did it?
You know what? Fuck internal. I'm going to go outward. I'm going to be myself. Fuck it, right? Let me say something to you, right? You're a very funny guy, but you and Nicole Richie, there's no way.
Yeah, well, it worked.
It happened?
Yeah,
and it worked?
It worked. It worked great.
Did you get picked up?
I don't know yet.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see.
You know, it's so funny because you've had so many cool jobs that I've like been so jealous of, especially when you worked with Captain Picard.
Oh yeah, Blunt Talk. It was great.
I mean, it's like it makes me angry.
Why?
Because I love that guy so much.
Now, is it about that or is it about some sort of like...
Anyway, did you see Mortal Kombat? What did you think? Did you see it? Did you see Mortal Kombat?
Is this some kind of thing?
Let's talk about it.
Look, it's okay to have...
Let's talk about movies.
It's okay to have like a
what do you want to say?
Envious, jealousy, and that kind of thing. It's fine. Bobby, you have a great career. You were on Mad TV for like 19 years, okay? You had a long, lustrous career at MTV. You've done a lot of great movies, right? Come on, name some of them. Help me.
Dictator.
Dictator. What? That's another one.
Splitting Together.
That's a show.
That was a show.
Did you see Mortal Kombat?
I did.
Give me, what did you like? Did you like it?
The only thing I liked about it was that it was rated R. Because if it was PG-13 and there was no blood, it would have been. Because there would be the what? What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? You know, it just.
It's like when Scorpion throws the thing, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, get over here. When he says that?
Yeah.
He throws it, right? Don't you think it's cooler if he doesn't say it?
Yeah.
Even in the game, it's just better to pull him over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But get over here. It's like, and then you have the thing in your head. Right?
This person's dead.
And you're like, well, I have no choice. Right? I'm going over, right? Because you're being pulled over there.
I thought that the beginning of the movie, the first 15 minutes, was the best part of the movie.
Oh, my God. When you saw the first 15 minutes, I was like,
this is going to be good.
Not only good, the greatest thing ever made.
Yeah, I thought this is
great. This is real.
Yeah.
Right? It puts these characters in a real believable setting.
And by the way, nothing's better than those like Asian movies. Those where it's like, you know, the noble Asian guy. And, you know, he's got his family and he cares about his family and it's always shot in some like village jungle thing like that. And it's like
jungle
Yeah, yeah. There's always like some like, you
it's
know,
a jungle.
Yeah, it's like the jungles of Korea or wherever.
There's no jungle in Korea, fucker.
Wherever they do it, those movies are always the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those code are like,
when did it go bad?
Right after that. Like right after, you know, when it went to modern times.
Well, it was
I was like, what?
No, you're watching and you're going, you see the beginning, you're like, okay, this is going to be good. And then you're just, you go back to modern times, and then you're like, okay, just give it a chance. I'm just giving you your thought processes, right? Give it a chance. Okay, yeah. So he's this guy. He's an MMA fighter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't believe any of it because, you know what I mean? That's not how these fights go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is he, some underground fighter? You know?
And you just show up in a gym. You're just sitting there in, like, where lockers are. And, like, you're fighting today, buddy.
By the way, if I had a birthmark that was a full-on
dragon
tattoo,
right?
I'm not going to just be like, oh, yeah, you know, I've had this my whole life. No, bitch, this is something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't just
get a dragon on your body. And then you meet someone else.
I would take a photo on the internet, first of all, right?
Anybody have this
dragon tattoo on the chest?
Raycon.
Oh, my God.
The best wireless earbuds. For real, on the market.
It really
right
is.
Now.
It's my favorite. You know, I don't know how I would live without it because every night when I go to sleep, I put my Raycons on and I listen to, ambient music.
Oh, like ambient music?
Oh, I love ambient music. I like Brian Eno. I like other things like that.
A little bit of Crew Hangbin in the background, whether it's following along the directions in the kitchen, bringing an audiobook while learning to knit, which Bobby just started doing.
I love it.
Or powering through a new workout, pumped up playlist in your ear with a pair of Raycons can make activity very easy and much better.
Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands.
And guess what, Bobby?
Yeah.
If you think having white stems dangling out of yours looks ridiculous, you're right. Because Raycon doesn't have that. They are wireless earbuds, and they don't just look great. They perform wherever you take them. Up to 6 hours of playtime, water, sweat resistant, all that jazz. They are awesome.
You guys. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners or our listeners.
Ours.
I apologize. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/badfriends. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/badfriends. Buyraycon.com/badfriends.
Headspace.
This is my favorite one, man. This is my favorite app. Headspace, man. It's guided meditation on an app, and I've been using it. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get more I'm trying to get more centered and not in my head, you know what I mean? And to tap into that silence.
I like that.
Right? And that right? And this app helps you.
I like it. So I use it to fall asleep. That's my big thing. They have the wind down sessions that I've used multiple times, and I got to tell you, it's pretty incredible. For someone that has anxiety at night and can't get to bed, this definitely does help me out. And it's backed by 25 published studies on the benefits, over 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads.
Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being.
Yeah, they make it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, literally anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/badfriends.
That's headspace.com/badfriends for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
It's the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/badfriends today.
Also, can I just say this too? It's like, we grew up with the video games, right? Can the lead be somebody from the games?
Right. Pick one.
Yeah, it could have been anybody. It could have been...
there's 20 characters.
Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Make Liu Kang the guy. Right? But they didn't. Let's, you know what I mean? Let's throw in a curve. You know what it is? It's the writers going, let's throw in a curveball. And when they throw in a curveball, they fuck it up.
Yeah.
Put Liu Kang in it.
And I always like that they have to find, like, they find the Asian guy that you see him and you clearly think, could he might have some white in him. It's always that Asian guy, too.
What do you mean?
It's never like Asian. You know what I mean?
You know what, you're speaking my language.
You know what I'm saying? It's never like really like, does that guy own a store in South Central Asian? It's never that Asian.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always like a guy that's like, he's like,
it's
the most handsome Asian you could possibly find.
It's the Steve Byrne Asian.
Yes.
They put in the Steve Byrne Asian, right?
And even he's a little more Asian than, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Than they really want.
Right.
He can do comedy, but that Steve Byrne Asian isn't going to be an action star.
You know what it is? It's War Baby Asian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the kind of Asian where, you know what I mean? American, right? Or American, right? American soldiers went into a, you know what I mean? Colonized a place, raped some girls, and they had a baby, and all of a sudden, boom. Yeah. The lead of fucking Mortal Kombat.
Or it's, or how, it does not always have to be horrible, or it's like you take Bruce Lee.
I took it too far.
You took it too far. That was dark.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It could just be Bruce Lee, who doesn't want to date Asian women anymore, and he finds a white girl.
But can I say this, though? You know? I like that. I've always liked that about him. You know, I really did. Because at that time, right, before, like when I was five, I realized just in your mind, you look in the mirror and you go, you're never going to fuck a white girl. That's never going to happen. Right? That's not even, you know what I mean? You looked at your mom and went, ah, that's pretty much my options.
Yeah, you're like, ooh.
A 4'9", you know, 4'9" Yoda. You know what I mean?
Mean.
You know what I mean? And then you always looked at your dad and went, that's what I'm going to look like.
Yeah.
5'4", you know what I mean? And just a fucking asshole, like, which I did turn into.
Like, I don't like big titties because my mom
had big titties.
She had little titties.
What?
Yeah.
Well, your mom had little titties.
My mom had little titties, so now
you like little titties.
I find myself like always liking little titties.
It's so fucking weird. My mom has little titties.
Yeah.
My mom has little titties, and I love little titties.
You have little, exactly.
Yeah.
It's
my
like
mom
a
has
thing.
No ass, and that I see it. I've never seen my mom's ass, right? But just in a,
I would think your mom has ass.
No, in a scientific way of if I analyze my mom's body, it's just bone. It's like she has a bone. There,
like somebody hit
like
her
a
with
flat a, bone.
Like somebody hit her with a book bag numerous times,
right?
Till her ass just, just shrunk in.
It's really weird.
Yeah, so we are. I know what you're saying.
So, but when Bruce Lee though, when I saw Bruce Lee date this white girl,
you're like, it's possible.
You know, I was just hiya in my. You know what I mean? I was in the garage trying to like hiya. You know, I took classes. I took Taekwondo classes.
Who got more girls coming up? You or Steve?
Steve, what, you know that?
Yeah, I would.
No,
think
don't.
So.
I mean, don't say it like that.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But he definitely did.
Steve's way cuter than you.
Steve was always cuter, and Steve always had, like, he was, like, homecoming prince.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he was also, like.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, he was also popular.
Wow.
Right? And if you look at my brother, you know, in the yearbooks, he's always with the cool group, right? And I have a, I don't know if you look at my Instagram from a long time ago, one of my first earliest posts. You know, there was one photo that I posted of me doing improv.
Right.
In high school, on stage, I was doing like a scene. You know what I mean? That's pretty much embodies what I was like, I think.
Yeah.
Also doing drugs and masturbating in the library.
You were doing drugs in high school? Is that when it started?
Yeah, I used to. I've said this before on the podcast that I used to, you know, do meth, and then I would.
You were doing meth before meth was even.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means you had that dangerous
I saw
meth.
Coming. I saw it coming.
No, but I'm saying like that. They didn't even have it perfected back then.
No.
Like,
this, raw. You, I was going to experiment.
It was no even Sudafed. You had that.
I used to smoke it too.
Shit.
You put it in tinfoil and take a glass, you know, thing and light it. Oh, so good. Okay. Mortal Kombat, would you give it one through A through F?
It was like a D.
A D?
Maybe C minus.
I think it's C. Give it a solid C.
Yeah, because Kung Fu fixes a lot of shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you take-
The Kung Fu was great.
If you put zombies or Kung Fu in any movie, it's going to be a much better movie.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, of course.
More enjoyable. You put some zombies in The Notebook-
Right. If you put zombies in the Notebook, it would be amazing.
Oh, amazing. Because, that shit's, the zombies are trying to get in. Yeah. It's just a whole different movie. You know, and you have to decide, this bitch don't know what's going on. Should I leave her?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like if the zombie has dementia, would they even, anyway, it doesn't even matter. My point is, so the Kung Fu always adds, and by the way, because it was rated R with Kung Fu, that made it not be an F.
Right.
PG-13.
And if they had little titties in it, you would have been gave it probably a B.
No, C+.
C+. How about King Kong versus Godzilla?
Loved it. Loved every second of that movie.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
No, I just, you know,
one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Listen, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was a great movie. I just loved that it was like, oh, they're finally trying to make entertaining movies.
Not entertaining at all.
Oh, I thought it was very entertaining.
It's annoying. It's annoying that King Kong wakes up, right, and he picks up a tree and does a back scratchy thing.
Bobby, if you want to break down the movie that way, I 100% agree with you, because my thing is like this: what the fuck is this little girl doing with a 65-foot monkey?
Yeah, and what is she
playing? Like, why is she just roaming around a monkey place by herself? Like,
yeah,
I don't care what they think. This it's a monkey.
And then, and as soon as like, I don't know, I don't remember if this was in it, but I think it was. when the little girl, like, she's whenever, like, she sticks up a finger,
yeah,
and then his monkey finger, they touch,
yeah,
right? Imagine ant, right?
Yeah, dude.
Imagine an ant. Even if I tried to do that with the ant, right? I might crush it.
This thing right here.
Right, right.
If I'm just like this.
Right, right.
If I just come to it a little bit, you know, it's gonna move like.
Right, give me.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
This, okay. This is the girl.
Yeah.
Right. This is the girl. Right. Her finger. Right. I'm King Kong. Right. Oh, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, I did too hard.
How did you know how much control he's gonna need? So the monkey all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, the monkey all of a sudden is fucking Yoda. You know, like
he, yeah, there's no way
he meditates.
He would have died. They would have died.
I also think
Godzilla and King Kong. You know how sometimes they make it so they're aware of what the good guys are.
Yeah.
You know, like a helicopter will fly by and they're like, no, it's one of ours. You know what I mean? I don't think they would just be smashing everything. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's like so people just going on with society.
Yeah.
And a big ass dragon is just living in the ocean and can just come on and land. Like, why rebuild? Like
I wouldn't rebuild. Now,
especially if this is a continuation of these others.
Oh yeah, the Titans live on this planet.
They just live.
Yeah.
And they just come in, you know. Yeah. They just come in like Listen. The reason why I enjoyed it is because if you saw this year's Oscar movies, miserable. Like, every movie is miserable. Every movie is about something terrible happening to somebody terrible. Or, you know, and you just go, why is this entertainment now? Why are we praising this? Let's get back to just, we're trying to just entertain and escape from society. It seems like every movie that's made now, the ones that the industry wants to praise has to be, all right, let's find, you know, let's find.
But let me say it. Those movies are movies that most people don't watch.
Ever.
Ever.
They never watch them.
They never watch them ever.
You couldn't name me the last 10 best picture movies.
Right. And it's like, and they also know, the industry knows this, is the reason why they make a King Kong and these types of movies is they know that's where all the money is.
Yeah.
And that's why they get all the great stars, big name stars. What else did you see?
I know what we were going to talk about is the Snyder Cut of
Justice League.
What'd you think?
I thought it was so much better.
Masterpiece.
Than,
I thought it was a masterpiece.
I think they were pieces of masterpiece, but put together in a 4-hour movie. I wish they would have just made it. He should have just said, can I put this on HBO Max for 10 episodes?
That would have been good.
I would have enjoyed it.
That would have been good. They could have cut it up as a show, but I think they could have lost the 7th chapter completely. The dream sequence with the Joker. That's like.
Oh, I loved that.
What?
Oh, man. I want to see that.
You want to see someone's dream.
No. I want to see that, but that's not a dream. That's supposed to be a
prophecy.
What's happened in the future. Superman actually goes crazy. You know, that's what that is. That's in the comics.
Oh, really?
That's in the comics. Superman, like, he loses Lois Lane and he fucking can't take it. And he's like, I'm fucking a god here. Which, can I ask you a question? Let's say, okay, we live on Earth. All right.
That's true.
We're here on Earth. You're a schlebby, you know, 49-year-old. I'm what I am. Okay. And
a human piece of human shit.
What? Really?
Yeah. You look like melting shit.
Okay.
If I took whale shit and put on a beach.
You look like a sick piece of shit. Like, you're the kind of shit, like, after you eat beets, you know, that you're that shit when it comes out. When you look in the toilet and go, oh my God, I'm dying. That's the kind of shit.
You like you little look titties. Like. When you're naked and you look at yourself in the mirror, you probably don't like your body then because you have big titties.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Look at those titties.
No, you can say that.
I can see your tits through your shirt.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, I'm.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm doing a lot better. We live here. We find out that there's some other planet that when we go, we have godlike powers.
I fantasize about this.
Why the fuck would we stay here? Like, I don't understand why the Kryptonians, who have all this knowledge, if they knew, because they had to know. It wasn't a. They had.
Because
to,
I'll tell you what.
They should be like, hey, we need to go where there's a yellow sun because look at what it does to us. We can fly. We got X-ray vision. We got super strength. Like,
because you're saying that the Kryptonians are so smart that they think above that, right? Their thinking isn't
not
above
all of them. Zod wasn't like that. He was
Are those the ones that went to prison?
He's trying to conquer.
But they were
shit.
In prison. That's why.
Yeah, but that, what I'm saying is not all the Kryptonians were smart.
Also, why do you put them in the like? Didn't they put like in the first Star Wars, Superman 2?
Uh-huh.
Remember they used to put that? They put them in like that crystal or whatever that was.
No, that was the, what was it called? The something zone, the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, is there's no way to kill them? Why don't I just put kryptonite, inject them with kryptonite, and
no,
kill them?
No, the kryptonite. See. The kryptonite doesn't hurt them unless they're in the, with the yellow sun, apparently. I don't even know the lore. But anyway, my point is, let's get back to Justice League. So
yeah,
the changes that they made to Justice League, I thought were fantastic. One, in the by the way, do you think you have to see the original to really enjoy the Snyder Cut? Because I think you do. I think that you have to see both.
Interesting.
If you don't see both, I don't know if the Snyder Cut, you're going to kind of be like, this is too long.
Steve, because my brother had never seen any of them.
Right.
My brother's never seen any of them. And I go, you guys should watch it. My brother watched it, and he goes, that was a masterpiece.
That's too long to me. I think you need to see both.
No, I don't think so.
Well, like for instance, one of the changes I really loved is in the original, Flash is a pussy and an annoying character.
Yeah.
In the Snyder Cut, he was more heroic. They took all that bullshit out.
In the original, you didn't know who Cyborg was.
Yeah.
And in the new one, you're like, oh, there's a backstory. He's a good guy. I like that whole thing where he was like, he gave that lady money from the ATM machine.
Yeah.
Right. Who is that lady?
Just some lady.
Yeah. That was really cool. It showed his heart.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
What he was saying, I think Snyder was like, look, man, we lost to universe.
Let me ask you something.
We lost to.
When you make love to a woman.
Here we go.
You don't know how to do rabbit style.
Rabbit style?
Yeah, like power fuck. Let's start to close your ears.
So you're power fucking Kalilo.
No, you go pat, 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 pat. You probably don't do that.
Yeah, I have my times when I want to go quick. I want to go quick.
That's gross.
Don't let the size fool you, man.
I'm a strong man. You're right.
I could beat your ass if I wanted to.
Why is it when you're like, when people get knocked out in a movie, right? And they wake up in a foreign area, unless they're either tied to a tree in a forest or they're in a dungeon. What is the first thing they say when they wake up?
Where am I?
No, they go, hello?
Oh.
As if, like, the guy that captured them is going to go, hello? They never do that. They always go, hello? Anyone there?
Yeah.
Right? Not the first. If I was captured and I woke up, I'd be like.
No. Like, I'm on vacation in Italy.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I drink something. And I wake up in a thing. I'm going like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
I can tell you what the first thing that comes out of my mouth is this. I'm only being real. Let's be real about it. What the fuck? That's the first thing. Yeah. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're kind of realizing what you're. You go, oh, fuck, man. What the fuck? I would probably say it 5 times. I'm just being real right here.
Yeah.
Hello? I'd probably say hello. Hello. You're right. Hello.
You proved yourself
hello.
Wrong.
I proved myself
hello
wrong. Hello would be
is
the fifth
what
one
you would
because,
say.
Because I don't know.
You, just, you right. put yourself there and you still say hello.
I put myself there and then I realize that hello. You know what? Let me go back. I wake up. What the fuck? Yeah, I mean, hello. Hello would be the thing because... You're in a situation where you don't
you
know
can't
where anyone
is. This is or, happening.
Or you and you're trying to figure out is there anyone there? Is anyone there? Maybe would I say, is anyone there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Why does always the guy have to be like that?
How scared would you be?
Well, I'd be scared if it was him. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, he
or like remember the human you ever see the human centipede?
Oh. Yeah.
What?
That kind of shit. Scary movies like that.
But would you, like, if you're surgically tied to a hot chick, even though you're tied to their anus, would that make it sometimes?
No,
it would make it worse. Let's say you wake up and you're surgically tied to like who's a hot woman.
Yeah, but listen, I don't care how hot they are. A dirty butt is a dirty butt.
Right.
Like, are they washing? Like,
but I'd rather be like with like you know. Who's a hot like Scarlett Johansson, right? Then for some reason Tay Diggs.
Why? That's a very odd choice.
Why?
That you picked Tay Diggs or, out of your head,
or Delroy Lindo? Is that better? Delroy Lindo. You know what I mean? I would rather have a hot chick. No.
Anytime I see like a period piece movie,
yeah,
where it's like oldie times or something, Sherlock Holmes times, I can't escape the fact that everybody's ass is dirty. Like, I always think that. Like, if it's like pre-1900s type stuff.
They had no bidets.
There's no bidets.
Right.
You know, they're on a pirate ship and or whatever it is. And I'm just thinking to myself, everybody stinks on this. Like,
right.
So in this human centipede situation, it's not like the guy was like making sure everybody shower. Like, there was no scene where the guy was like, it wasn't like Silence of the Lambs, like pour the lotion.
Or like it's a summer, it's 17th century France.
Yeah.
Right. It's hot.
It's hot.
You meet a woman, right? And she's like, ooh la la, would you like to, let's go eat, you know, at this restaurant,
yeah,
right? You go to the restaurant, right? You eat, right? It's hot, right?
It's hot as fuck.
Right?
And then she got on 18 layers of shit on.
Do some dancings, yeah, right? And you do the,
uh-huh,
you know what I mean? Whatever, the acapulco or whatever. I don't know if that's a real dance, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, right? And then you're like, and she's like, let's go back to my place, right? Uh-huh. You go back to the place, right? I can imagine once you pull the pants down, right? And she spreads her legs open, there's always like,
yes,
you know, because there's like a, first it's like, you know, what's it, the fireball from Street Fighter, you know what I mean?
It looks like this, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just, that's what it looks like.
It's just
right. It looks like
you just go, what? Right. Wow.
You would think that, you know, you would go,
whoa,
whoa, and then you would have to like, you know, like,
and then she goes like this.
What do you smell? You smell sweat, just, blood, maybe?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No?
Yeah.
B.O. Yeah, a little poo.
Gotta be a little shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's no baby wipes at that time.
Right, right.
Like, it's like...
Maybe that's why people spit.
Like, when did oral sex become a thing?
What?
Because it...
Always?
Not back then?
It's the best.
Not back then?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying...
What do you mean? It was always a thing then. Especially when she went, can you, right? And you would have to as a guy. And I think what it is, you would get used to it. Like our car right now, the car that I have smells like shit. Like some, there's, I think one of the dogs maybe shit in it.
Oof.
Right? And, you know, a couple of days ago, we were like, God, do you smell that? It's terrible. And now, you know, you can't really smell it. It's still there. I think that's what it is. You go down and you just get used to the shit and the thing. And then then once you start looking, and, you know, probably there's a acidic quality to the vagina, maybe.
So you, no matter what time of day, you go down.
Well, in modern times, now Kalia will take a shower and we'll do it, right? But we're talking about 17th century.
No, France. But this is what I'm saying. Even in modern times, you don't just, even with.
Oh yeah, even right now, like right now we're sweaty because it's hot in here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if Kalila came in, everyone got kicked out. She's like, let me bowl you right now. I'd be like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Right, can I go freshen up?
Yeah, I would freshen up.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, what was going on in 1735?
They're just used to it. Maybe there was some sort of, like, you know, did they have perfume back then?
I can't not think about that when I'm watching these kind of things.
Right.
And then some love scene is about to happen, and I just go, ooh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening right now?
And also the toilet. What kind of toilets did they have?
What was the toilet situation?
Yeah.
How about this? They had bedpans. Like, bedpans. Right. So it's just like, you have to shit. So you're in bed.
They never show that.
But
in The Crown.
You don't have to shit. You have to go like this. You got to get, excuse me, like, you're in the same room.
Yeah.
Just a second. I got to pull out a bucket. And I'm going to shit in the room with you.
Yeah.
You know how it's difficult enough to shit and wipe yourself on a modern toilet.
Or like, in Asia, you know, my grandparents, they lived on a mountain.
Oh, God.
Okay. And my grandparents lived in a, what do you call it? A rice house. Everything was made out of wood and rice paper. Jeez. It's like one of those old school looking with the roof.
So like,
right?
So like if the wolf came, he would just blow that house down.
Yeah, yeah. And it was one of those, like, you know, everything was like dark wood, flat. Everything was wooden. You slept on these mats, right, I remember. And the bathroom was, because my great-great-great-great-grandfather lived there too. Because he's been there for hundreds and hundreds of years, right? And my mom grew up there, right? The bathroom was this hole in the ground, right? And there's no sewage. And you'd go in there and you had to balance yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And take a shit. But then in my thoughts, I was like, my great-great-great-grandfather's shit is somewhere deep down in there.
Yeah, what's going on there? Like, where does that? Is there like some like?
It just deep, I think absorbs.
What if like down the mountain, there's like someone else is living, and they're just like, this. There's an opening over here that just smells like shit.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come it didn't fill up? Like, how many people? How deep was it?
Yeah.
Like where my mom grew up. My mom grew up in Belize. You know.
What's that?
In Central America, uh-huh. Belize, you know, it's like, anyway, they had like gutters in the street, like these gutters with just like sewage running down the street. This nasty, you know, it would come out of the houses. They had outhouses. It just was like, you think back, like how far we've come even in just 50 years.
But, you know, I think what you're basically saying is, would we eat pussy in the 17th century? And I think we would. And that because I think that we wouldn't know any different, you know what I mean? And I think that in modern times, we wouldn't.
Well, because when did women start shaving their pussy anyway? Like, that wouldn't even be, like, that wasn't going on either.
Is that what you like?
No, I'm not saying like it. I don't
care. You like it?
I have no preference.
No, honestly.
Honestly.
So if, like, you meet a girl.
Yeah, I've already been there.
Met a girl, and then she opened it, and she had no hair down there.
I'm fine.
Would that even be an awareness thing where you would think, wow, there's no hair there? Or would you just look past it?
I would look past it in a way. I don't look past it. You just kind of go, okay, this is what you went with it. Mm. This is nice. You know,
that's not what I would think.
What would you think?
Oh, I can't say it because I have to cut it out. I'd have to cut it out. When it's really hairy, though,
I like some grooming. Nah. But you know, what hair really does, though, how it really grows, I don't think any chicks are doing that now unless they're just like they've given up, you know, because it's like it goes from here all the way down to the inner thighs.
Yeah.
Like it's just a throw rug.
I feel uncomfortable talking about vaginas and pubic hair, but I have to say something, okay? Mm-hmm. I once met a girl who, you know, I'm going to just say that my penis isn't a fresh product. Let's just say that. And it isn't the prettiest thing to see, right? So I'm just going to preface that, you know, first. The second thing I want to say is one time I met a girl and she had one of those vaginas that came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I'm saying? Where it was
like
just kind of
like swollen cauliflower. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, or like, you know, Jersey Mike's roast beef. Right? Yeah. Not the freshest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But she had a lot of hair. Right? So it looked like, you know, fungi growing in a forest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like you could see the shrubbery and then you just saw this thing pop up that looked like a little mushroom.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, I didn't know where it began or where it ended. Right? I didn't know what to do. Right? It was like a mystery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But obviously, I'm a man. I still like it. Right? You know what I mean? It's like you're having, you know, something that you haven't eaten before. Right? Yeah. So I went in.
Yeah. It's like going to like a fancy restaurant.
Right.
That you know, and the chef comes out, you know, today. Yeah. Oh, delicacy.
I don't like talking about women like that because, you know, we live in a different world now.
We're not talking. Are you think? What is this inappropriate?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
You're not really like insulting.
Yeah. We're just
I'm not insulting. It's just different varieties.
It's different varieties.
It also happened. So, you know.
But you know, there are people who are like, oh, I don't ever want to see hair. I have buddies like that who talk about that. It's like, I'm not like that.
Yeah, I'm not like that either.
You know what it is? You know what? The guys that say that,
yeah,
they're way more attractive than us. Okay. Attractive guys can say shit like, I don't like when chicks have like fake boobs. Or they go, I don't like. Attractive guys can say that because they got options. My shit is
it's like rich guys, people eating.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
It's like, you know, let's say you and I eat at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Because that's all we can afford.
Yeah,
we love those
down.
Taquitos. And a rich guy would be like, I would never eat that. Right? And it's like, you haven't had it. It's really good.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but I go to, you know what I mean?
That's the same kind of thing. Yeah. Hot guys always have these like, they always like, oh yeah, I don't. I had a guy tell me, he said, if I date a blonde, the next one, she can't be a blonde. She got to be something else. I was like, my shit is like, is she breathing?
Yeah, no, me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm always
is she breathing? Yes.
I'm always in shock. any kind of attention, you know?
Oh, it's listen, so, I think that's why you and I can't relate to Andrew in that way. Because yeah, you know, he's one of those guys that like, and I've seen this, I've seen other male comics like this. I think I can say this. I was walking down the street with one time Chris D'Elia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we were gonna go see Avengers. Right?
Yeah.
I think Avengers 2. And we're going to the movie. We're in New York. We're like, I don't know what street we were on. And we're late. So we're just, Chris was mad. It's like, come on, dude. Because I woke up late. You know what I mean? Let's go. We're missing it, right? And as we're walking, this beautiful supermodel, I'm not kidding you, came out of nowhere. She just came out of nowhere. And she approaches Chris. She's walking this way. And we're walking this way. And look, she looked like she had been crying. Right? So as she stops us and she goes, looks at Chris, it was almost as if Chris D'Elia was holding a teddy bear. That's what I was. That's what she looked at me. Like it was some present for some child. Like I wasn't even human.
No, you were like make a wish. Right. And your dream was to hang out with him.
Right, right. That's what it was. She was like, she might as well just tap me in the head. You know, hello, little, you know what I mean, little thing, right? She looks at him and goes, I don't know you. My boyfriend just dumped me. I've never done this before. Do you want to make out right now? And D'Elia looks at me and goes, have fun at the movie. And they just walk away, right? And now I'm in the theater. Now I'm in the theater. With popcorn, right? You know what I mean? Just because that'll never happen for me.
Yeah, man. I know exactly what you're saying. It's a different world.
It's a different world that good-looking guys.
Even like being on the road, like just not okay. That we're telling
okay, go ahead.
D'Elia stories, because that's not. We're not doing that, yeah. But I have this is God honest truth. I haven't been to one city where I've done comedy.
Yeah.
Where if I'm talking, been in the past, and I'm talking to a girl, just all of a sudden, without her saying, do you know Chris D'Elia?
I know.
In a way of like, you know, can you? And I'm like, okay, well, see ya.
Yeah, see ya. Yeah.
Get out of my face. I'm done with you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like.
I had one Chris D'Elia moment that I thought.
And you're still with her.
No. Where I thought, this has never happened. It's never happened before or after. I was at the Tampa Bay Improv. This is before I met Kalila.
Yeah, he has to preface it that way.
Why am I at Kalila, right? And there was this girl at the bar, and she was brunette, right? And I walked by the bar, and she goes, hey, to me. Oh, hi. That's whenever a hot chick says, hey, I always say it like that. Hi. Or like question. You know what I mean? And then she goes,
basically you went.
Yeah. Like, because you don't, maybe it was toward somebody that was in back, because that's happened before me too.
Oh.
Where someone says that, I say hi, and they're really saying hi to the guy in back of me. You know what I mean? So I go, hi. And she goes, hey, I grew up watching Mad TV or whatever it might be. And when that happens, it's like, maybe. Yeah, there's a shot, right?
Yeah.
And then there was I went in the green room, and there was a girl that was there that wants to be a comedian, and she was a preacher's daughter, right? Because that's what she said. I'm a preacher's daughter, right? But she was cute, right? And so after the show, the brunette from the bar goes, what are you doing afterwards? I'm like, I'm going to go to eat. Preacher's daughter goes, I want to go too, right? So they both, and I was able to finagle this, a miracle, right? I got them separated, and I go, come over to the hotel room, right? Right? So one of them came over, right? And then she left, and then the preacher's daughter came. And that's never happened. You know, that's kind of like, those are like Steve Byrne stories, right? Or like when good-looking guys, right? That happened one time where I hooked up with two girls in one night, and I think I prayed. I think when the preacher's daughter left, right? I got on my hands and knees by the bed. I did old school. And you know how the hotel has a Bible?
Yeah.
I brought
that
out. The Gideon's Bible. I brought that out. I put my hand on like this, like I was testifying, right? I go, dear Lord, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I started crying. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
And then isn't it at that moment you realize-
Stand-up is the best.
Why you even got into business?
Yeah, that's why!
Yeah, dude.
That's exactly why.
I've had-
I know. Look at you.
I've had one of those. What do you mean? Look
I'm
at me.
I'm kidding, man.
You just love saying
it's
that.
It's a joke.
Does it make you feel better?
It's a joke, man. I love you, man. That's it. It's a joke.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, you had these, of course, before Rachel. You have to
look at Rachel. When I see you and Rachel in the same photograph, I just go, "What the fuck, man? What a miracle!"
She hit me. You know how
this Red Bull was filled.
Oh, stupid.
And that was bad. It's okay. This is okay. Andreas can clean it up.
This is why we're gonna wake up and he's gonna,
I know we're gonna be tied like, to a
hello hello
but it's gonna be like a podcast too and he's gonna now we're going to talk about what I want to talk about.
yeah so I'll be and I've never really said this out loud again. The city's all about revelations. Okay, I used to have this dream, right, or this fantasy where I had this brunette, right, girl dressed in white with no face. It was a dream I had. And I don't know why, but she was always in the... Because my cousin Andy and Paul lived in a mansion.
Right.
Growing up. And she was... it was like a dream where this girl was, you know what I mean, in the driveway wearing a white dress with no face, but with tall brunette, very brown. And she's kind of swaying back and forth. And I always went, is that my future girlfriend? And I think that's Kalilah.
Oh. It works. We meet people and it just works. Mm-hmm. You go through all the things you have to go through to make it happen. And once it happens, you're in this situation and boom.
Are you a Woody Allen fan?
Sometimes.
Did you see the documentary?
No, I didn't see the documentary. I didn't want to. You know why? I'm off HBO documentaries, man.
Why?
Because a lot of them, it's like, I don't know if they, I think they're just doing them for shock value.
And that did you call in at the store?
They called me, yeah.
You going up this weekend?
I told them I was available. Mm. You know, you're scared to do it?
But did they put you on the list?
I have no idea.
Because the lineups are out. So they fucked you.
I don't know.
The new people fucked you.
I don't know.
I'm going to call the store right now.
It's Emily.
Yeah, I'm going to know. I'm going to call the store right now to see if you're on the list, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't pick up for me right now.
This is Emily.
Emily, Bobby Lee.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hi. I'm sitting here with Eric Griffin.
He called. Not on Saturday either.
He called in and he didn't get a spot. What's going on?
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm going to win the lineup right now. I will get back to you guys. A lot of moving parts.
What? So is Eric going to get a spot?
Yeah. Let me just double check the lineup. Sorry. I'm out walking my dog.
Okay.
It looks like no then. Yeah, it looks like you're here. Yeah.
Well, you're on the podcast right now, so you're on Bad Friends. So that was a screw up on your end.
Wait, am I surprise guest?
Yeah, you're surprise guest. Who's surprise guest?
Alicia Cooper.
It's a surprise.
Argus Hamilton. Let's see. Ron Funches. Okay, Rick Ingram.
Wait, Argus gets a spot, and Eric Griffin, who's like just booked a pilot and done a bunch
of
fucking.
Jeff Ross, Neil Brennan, Tim Dillon, Andy Letterman, Bryan Bowers, and Sandra Lacalanano.
Yeah, I like him. He's very funny.
Sandra?
All right, anyway, rework it because you got to put Eric, give him a spot, okay?
Okay,
bye-bye.
I don't see you either, though.
I didn't call in.
Oh, why not?
I'm not going to call in until May.
Why is that?
After I get back from Europe.
Oh.
Do you have a game for us?
We do.
It's called Imaginary Gift?
Yes, and it's actually a real game.
A couple's game where one partner gives the other an imaginary gift. The couple talks about the gift without naming it or giving obvious clues. The goal is for the partner who receives the gift to figure out what is a kind of guessing game. But the real purpose is for the couple to experience. So I don't know what it is when I'm giving it to them.
No,
and we're not a couple, so we're not gay.
No, but you're doing it as like a bonding, as more of like, hey, let's come up.
All right, let's do it. I'll try. I don't know how it works, but let's give it a go. But let me give you a gift, though.
The person who gives the gift knows what it is.
Okay, let me think of what it is. This is going to be
why good. Is he giving me the gift? See, I can't trust him.
Right.
Why?
I should be giving you the gift. No, you should be giving me the gift.
I'm gonna,
you never give
you know
me
what?
Anything.
You know what? Okay, I know what it is. I know what it is, okay? So I'm going to knock on...
Is this like charades?
No, let's just pretend I'm coming over to your house. I'm going to knock on the door.
Okay? Why would you knock on the door? When's the last time you knocked on someone's door? Hello?
Let's just start with... You want to start the improv or no?
Yeah, I've already started.
That's how you would answer the door?
Yeah.
All right.
Who is it?
Hey, dude, it's me, Bob. Bobby.
Bobby Lee?
Yeah, man. Hurry up, man. I got a present for you. Open the fucking door.
I'm not dressed. Give me a second.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'm dressed.
Okay.
Now. Welcome. Hey, Bob.
Hey, man, how are you? Hey, dude, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. It was March. I can't believe
it was March, though.
I know. I know. And I can't believe I remembered how to get to your fucking house, but
yeah.
Here it is. Is that what happens in the improv?
Yes.
Does he open it or no?
No, he has to guess what is.
But you know, before you open it, you're gonna have to guess what it is.
No, by what you talk about it, I'm supposed to figure out what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I ask questions like, oh, it's
yeah? You have to ask questions.
It's so it's so big. Is it why is it so big?
Because for a big fella.
Is it a jacket?
No. Is that what how the go? That doesn't make. How does this?
Come and explain us this
yeah,
weird.
Come back in here.
This weird European
this
game.
Is European,
you have us playing.
This is dumb.
You guys have to together. You're gonna create something
together.
Yeah, but you said that I already know what it is.
Well, you're giving him something, but that's gonna change because he's gonna say, "Hey, why is this red? Maybe you thought it was a banana, but now it's red, so you adapt."
Oh,
is that what it is? Knock, knock, knock.
Come in. It's open.
All right. Hey, what's up, dude? Happy belated Christmas.
Just
don't
wait.
You supposed to agree?
Is this the energy you're bringing me a gift?
Like, all right. Start over.
Have belated Christmas. All right. You did it like Kalilah made you go over there. Like
all right, the scene
before this was like you really should be nicer to Eric. And you're like, I don't want to be nicer to him. Right.
Ding dong.
Hey,
can I come in?
Can
I come in?
Take your shoes off first.
All right, I take my shoes off. Woo! I just want to let you know, bud, that I'm grateful for you, and I've been thinking about you a lot lately, and I really enjoy your company, and I enjoy you as a human being. And boy, you know, I felt a lot of guilt for not getting you a Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
I know it's August. I know it's August. Yeah. And
this guilt has been really building.
You know what I mean? And I've been, I haven't been able to sleep well. So I got you a gift.
This is great.
Yeah.
And this is, wow, this is so much money. I can't believe you, this much money into it.
How can you tell I put money into it? You haven't opened it up yet.
I could tell by the wrapping paper.
Yeah, the wrapping I got at, I got it at JCPenney.
This doesn't look JCPenney. Aren't they closed?
Yeah, I know, but there's one outlet open in Oxnard.
Oh, so you went to the JCPenney outlet.
Outlet, right? And got it's it so funny. There. It's like a weed store. The wrapping section, because it's like you could get, there's different tiers, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a cheap one, mm-hmm. right? But I got you the high class one. So it looks like it's Dolce Gabbana, but it's really JCPenney. Anyway, you know what I mean? Here you go.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to open it up.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you know my size?
Because from the internet.
The internet?
Yeah. It's a funny thing. The internet has different sites with, celebrities and whatnot.
Celebrity sizes.
And, I knew that... This is the size of your head.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Those are wow. Yeah. Oh, and it looks like it would fit, too. So you did a good guess.
Thank you. Yeah. It's elastic. So, you know what I mean? It's an elastic situation.
So if it's elastic, why did you worry about, it didn't even matter the size
because
this is like one size fits all?
No, it isn't. Even if you put like an elastic thing on something too large, it might snap and it could hurt somebody.
Okay, so.
Right, so it. I had to go on the internet to look at your size.
So the elastic part fits on my head.
Yeah. You like the color?
Yeah. I like that it's black and orange.
Yeah, because that's from your favorite team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And put it on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, it fits perfectly on my head.
Yeah. And don't you like the embroidery on it?
Yes.
Read it.
Yeah, it's
read the embroidery.
The embroidery. It's oh wow, this is very touching of you. It says, "I'm sorry for being such a dickhead asshole for our whole friendship.
Yeah, and you know how because every word, every letter, right, cost $5.
Oh wow!
So imagine, you know,
and there's a flap that comes out.
Right, there's a flap
with
a
whole poem that you wrote.
A whole poem. Yeah, exactly.
So you paid $5 for this whole poem?
Yes, I did. So it's like, no, $5 a letter.
What? I would like to see the poem in your words. I want to see.
Oh, give me the thing. Give me the thing, right?
I would like to hear the poem from you.
Yeah. Glorious night. Sweet dreamer. Yeah, I enjoy you so immensely. The skylights, you know what I mean, create an atmosphere within each other to create energy and connections that make us a forever people. And you and I are on a rainbow carpet ride.
Is this your poetry sway?
Yeah, into the atmospheres of our own destinies. Love, Babaloo.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta go.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Now, can we do that now? Can you give me a gift? I want a gift now.
We don't even know what it was.
Well, guess. It's elastic.
It's a Pittsburgh Steelers hat.
It's a Pittsburgh Steelers elastic.
With embroidery and a poem that flips out the back.
That's exactly what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you think of that gift?
Not good.
Okay, now you, yeah.
All right, so I'm coming over to your place. Yeah. All right. So I have to, like, there's like a, it's like one of these at the door. Right?
Yeah. So I'm sitting up, yeah, and now I'm in a room. I'm in a room going, oh, somebody's at the door. Someone's at the door. Let me take off my kimono, hang it, right? Put on my regular street clothes because I don't want people to know that I wear that in the house. And I, oh, Eric,
hey,
what's up? Come on in. Wow, what's up? What a surprise.
Yeah, it is a surprise.
What do you have there?
This is a gift I have for you.
Wow, you drove all the way over here from Century City to get me a gift.
Yes.
Wow. So it's very large.
Well, they only had this one box.
Oh, right. So it could, anything could be in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, all right, let me lift the box.
The box is big.
Let me lift everything. Very light box.
Yeah.
So, okay, good.
It's a joke box.
It's a joke box.
But it's meaningful what's inside.
All right, may I?
Yes, please.
All right. So I'm opening this gigantic box. Okay. And, oh, Jules, can you go get me some scissors? Because there's like this. Okay, thank you. Zzz. Okay, I'll take this tape off.
Uh-huh.
Kush, 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 kush.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't really see it. Oh, it's a little box.
Yeah.
I pulled out a little box,
uh-huh,
and there's like a little, oh, it says on the thing, Gucci. So that's interesting on the thing. I'm going to open it up.
Well, the Gucci box, you know, you can buy them at this place, you know, at JCPenney's. They have
all right.
They have different kinds of boxes
right
that they sell there.
And you so whatever is the product that's inside the box might necessarily
right
not reflect the
but
box itself.
It's called expensive wrapping. You could get it at JCPenney's.
Right. It's the same one.
Yeah.
I remember a year ago I came over. Steelers.
Right.
Yeah, that Steelers hat.
And you made me think, you know, this is where you go to do fancy wrapping.
Right. So I influenced you in that way.
Yes, you did. So
wow,
I went there. And I was like, can I get the Gucci box?
Right.
They said the big one. I said, no, give me the little Gucci box.
Right.
But
okay, so let me open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, is it a commemorative coin?
Yeah.
Right, and let me see, and on it is, who is that?
That's you.
That's me?
Yeah, heads is you.
Right, let me flip it over, uh-huh, and on the other side.
Tails is.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So we have, you made this coin.
Uh-huh.
I'm on one side,
uh-huh,
right? And you're on the other one.
Uh-huh.
And it's so funny because on this coin, like on mine, my face is in the middle of the coin.
Uh-huh.
But when I flip it over, your whole face is the coin.
Oh, really?
Well, if I'm looking at the coin right now, I'm in the, you see my, you can literally see the outline of my head in the middle of the coin, right? And if I flip it, you have no outline. The actual coin is your head, right? So that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
That seems like that took a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But you notice how the grooves on the other side of your face, they...
Notice the grooves.
The grooves of your face, yeah. They really had to do some like special detail to get the intricacy the lip that's underneath your eyes.
They really had the epicanthic fold.
Yes.
Yeah, and that must have cost extra money.
It did cost extra money.
Right. Because that's really interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, on your side, though.
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. On your side, they just did this like a shine. Right?
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I would call that a rustic shit shine.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
Yeah, when you turn on the other side, though, on your side, as you can notice, that there's a sort of mustard sheen. It's like...
What? How did they do that?
They had little kids pee on it.
Yeah. Let me just flip it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it always lands on your side because the weight is on that side of the coin.
No.
Yeah.
Let's
flip it again. It's always on you, right? Because, it's weighted.
Yeah. No, because the imbalance of your head, from nose to chin is 6% of your face.
Right.
And then from nose to
the top is the
other 94%.
Wow. Okay.
So it's weighted that way that when you flip it, wow. It's going to end up being
anyway,
on the
this
other
seems
side.
Very expensive.
It was very expensive.
Yeah, to get the intricate details.
Yeah, you can actually buy things with that.
Oh, wow. Anyway, thank you so much.
I bought it with a Bitcoin.
Anyway, thank you for being here, and thank you for
being
a
bad friend. Somebody hit me up and say, yeah, why does Kalila want to fuck Bobby in the ass with a...
What?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody said, like, oh, my buddy hit me up who listens to it. He was like, yeah, Kalila went into detail about how she wants to put on a strap on.
She's proposed it before. And I go, I don't know how... It's not going to feel good. And I go, just stick a finger in there or something. But she has, like, these long ET fingers. And she did it once. Didn't like it. It was like having like
you have to try it.
Joey Diaz sticking his finger, like a thick Cuban finger.
You cocksucker.
Yeah. My asshole is
It seems like it's deep.
My asshole is very deep but tight. Yeah.
Are you flirting right now? Like what?